This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Built to Sell is going to teach you how to build a company that you can sell, but you don't necessarily have to sell the company. So really, you learn how to build an amazing company that you don't have to work on or in. You are now tuned into the Personal Branding Playbook. This is the only show for experts and influencers to build their personal brand so they can make money online and impact the world in a positive way. In this show, you'll hear a ton of solo episodes from me, your host, Coach Chris, but also from top millionaires across different industries and markets in the world. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. What's good, people? I'm your host, Coach Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. Now, on today's show, we're going to get into one of my favorite books, one of the best books I've ever read, one of the books that I personally study. But before we do that, make sure you check the link description box down below. I want to make sure you get on our newsletter. This is specifically about monetizing your podcast. If you're one of the people listening, I know a lot of my audience is a podcast. You know, you have a show, you know, you're trying to build it up and everything. Join the newsletter. I'm sending out valuable content, articles, not even just from myself, obviously, a ton of other creators that I know that are super helpful. And I'm doing some exclusive interviews. It's super valuable and it's completely free. So check that out. Link down in the description box down below. And this is my new series. I'm going to be doing a lot more book reviews on some of my favorite books. You know, some of the books I've read and studied, and some of the new ones I pick up that I actually like. And the whole purpose here is to kind of give you not a Cliff Notes version, but really explain why you should read a book. And don't worry, if it's a paid promo, I will tell you. But I can honestly tell you this. I won't be doing paid promo for books I have not read. Like, I have to read it first. So this is not a paid promo today. The first book on our list is Built to Sell. Built to Sell was written by John Warlow. I love this book because the whole premise of it is, how do you build a business that you can sell? Now, me getting into SaaS in the past, I would say year and a half, learning how to build my own products and taking a lot of my podcast marketing strategies and putting them together, I'm learning that building a software product from the MVP level up to something that's really valuable that can be sold is not that difficult, right? It's a process. It takes some time, takes some strategies and, you know, a few systems here and there, but it's something you could do. Like I would say once every year and a half, maybe 2 years, you could build something up to where you're making, you know, 10 to 15K a month and then go and sell it. And now I actually know a ton of people that have done this. And this book, Built to Sell, gives you a lot of great examples of how and why you should do this. One of my favorite strategies in the book is it talks about how to narrow things down in terms of the services that you deliver. And that right there was really hard for me in the beginning of working with podcasters because I wanted to work with every kind of podcaster and do everything. And I was all over the place. I used to help people launch shows. I would help them, you know, repurpose content. We would do production, literally everything. And I realized that that's just exhausting. Honestly, it's just exhausting. Like I'm literally finishing up my last production that I probably will ever do on somebody else's podcast. Like, it's just so exhausting to do. I hate it. I hate it more than anything else. I've worked for the trash company before, and that was like what I used to consider one of my worst jobs. Doing this is like my worst job ever. I hate it. It's just tedious, a lot of small work, too much back and forth. I don't like it. And it's funny because in the book Built to Sell, it talks about how to narrow your services down to one thing. And one of the examples he uses is, you know, a marketing agency, and they do all these different things. And he's like, what are you best at? And they make a list, and he's like, we're best at logos. We could charge, you know, a good amount of revenue for logos. And that's what they end up doing. And I think that right there is what most of us should be doing, is not only niching down into one type of thing, but even one thing within that type of thing, right? So for me, it was, okay, I'm doing podcast stuff. Like, that was the beginning. And then I went layers deep into, okay, I'll do production. I did that for a little while. Okay, we'll do launching. We did that for a little while. And going into the layers of it, I started learning what I liked and what I didn't like. Launching a show is fine, but most of the time people will launch and then they find a reason to give up on it, because most of the time they're not making money fast enough. So then they quit. Coming to production, my version of valuable and good was always different from my clients. So that became exhausting. And I found my sweet spot. And it's funny because I have been doing this for a while, and that is being a broker, literally just helping podcasters get paid. And this happened to me a couple years ago when I was just, people would come to me and talk to me about getting their show sponsored and can I do this and that. And I would always say, yeah, I can show you how to do it. Now I've taken it to another level where, you know, I have a course that will show you. I have a cohort where we work together one-on-one or in a group and I show you. And I also have software that helps you do this yourself. So now I've taken it to another level. I've kind of narrowed it down at a very, very minute level. And my market is massive because 95% of podcasters don't make any money. So now it's an incredible opportunity for me to kind of make my mark in the industry, be of service and provide value to people. And with them using the software, something they'll need every day. Like, I created my own world. I simply created my own lane. And I think that's what's going to be more profitable for most people. You know, like when I talk to people that have agencies and stuff, I always notice that they do 50,000 things. And they even have like a la carte pricing where they can pick this and pick that and then pay the price. Like, that's just exhausting for you. It's much easier to have one thing, one solution that you provide, because now you can build systems around that. And again, that's another thing that's in Build to Sell. When you are focused on providing one solution to your customers, you now know how to provide that solution at the highest level. Because now that you're narrowed down on that one thing, like that, it's only one outcome you provide, literally one thing. Now you know the process to get to that one solution. You know the process to get to that one outcome. And as you continue to work with people, you'll refine the process and make it faster and easier, all of that good stuff. And another part of this that I didn't even think about until I read this book, when you narrow things down like that, it makes hiring easier. Like, now that I don't have to worry about producing shows or doing content production or repurposing and scheduling shows, I don't have to do none of that. Now I can focus all of my energy on getting shows monetized. That's it. I know the process that that takes. Now I may have to hire somebody to, you know, organize the newsletter for me every week. But that's going to help me get to that one outcome. That's going to help me build the marketing strategy, right? Like, that helps me build up, right, my mailing list and things like that. It's all going into one direction. Whereas if I'm still doing an agency, then I have to hire editors. And I've even had editors quit on me. So then I got to replace them and make sure this editor is good. And then we got to talk about their pricing. And it's just too much. It's exhausting. This is the thing about the book Build to Sell. I think it's one of the best ways to also, it teaches you the best way to build a business that can run without you. That's the dope part, is it teaches you the way to build a company to where you can take a week off, a month off, 6 months off, a year off even, and the company is still going to operate because it doesn't need you. Like, I read this book, and when I got to the point where he started talking about selling, I stopped reading for a while. I put the book down because I realized that, damn, this is a great way to build a company that's going to make money without me there every single day. That's why, like I mentioned, those systems are so important, because you need to have a process to get from the beginning where they are to the end, which is where they want to go, and have the people that are going to play the roles in that process. So now for me, for example, the marketing to get people's attention is, you know, some of the social content and the newsletter. Now I can have somebody in place that is in charge of curating the newsletter and also managing some of the content. Boom. Now the next step is to, you know, do onboarding or whatever when I get them on the software. Okay, cool. That's automated through a series of emails, through a mini course. Simple. then if it's, you know, they want to buy the cohort, they want to get in the cohort, or you want to buy the course. Okay, cool. It can automate that as well. It's already done. If they want to do sales calls, I can hire one person to handle sales calls to sell the course. If I, you know, when I get to that point. So you see how the systems are there, and then you have the people that can run part of those systems. And you could just take a step back and literally just collect the money and pay everybody. That's a much better business. And this book is so good to me because it helps you kind of get out of this whirlwind that you get into when you listen to all of these coaches and business people online. Like, they tell you you need to be on every single social platform. You need to have 85 products. You need to have 15 services. You don't have to do that. Your life is going to be a lot better when you narrow things down and get focused and get locked in. I provide one solution. That's it. Now I have a course and a cohort to provide that solution. Depending on your budget, that depends on which route you take. And then I have software to help you manage your outcomes. Simple. Very, very simple. Setting up that kind of process, it took time, I'll tell you that. And reading this book is what helped me get there. You know, that's what helped me get to that point. And I love that I was able to build this process out, because now if I want my business to operate without me, it can. I don't have to do a lot. I don't have to break my back or anything. And again, I'm not really trying to sell this company, not for this foreseeable future, but I like the idea of being able to take time off work if I want to, of being able to step back, right? It's so easy, you know? And again, when you get to the point in the book where you're talking about selling and everything, I would suggest if you're not trying to sell anything, you could just take a step back and not read that part. You know, and another thing is, we, since this book was written, I don't know when it was written, but we even have companies like MicroAcquire that help small software companies be sold online. You don't have to go and hire a broker and pay a ton of crazy fees. Like, you can use MicroAcquire and that'll change the game for you. Like, that's incredible. So now that part of the book necessarily, it's not even, I would just say, honestly, it's not for me, truthfully, because the companies I'm building are all, if I'm going to sell them, they're going to be sold through a platform like MicroAcquire. I don't need to go and find a broker or anything like that. So this just kind of goes into how I read books too. I don't really read books. Like, I don't read every single page. Yeah, I don't think it's necessary, because most books are filled with some level of fluff. Like, I haven't read many books in my life that did not have a certain level of fluff to it. And I think it's good to not consume the fluff, because it just distracts you. All the stories and examples, they're not necessary. And in this book, Built to Sell, you're going to get a couple stories and examples, but they tie right back into the main point just incredibly. It's super easy to consume because it's not a lot of extra fluff around it. It's just straight to the point. Here's an example. Here's why you need to do this. And here's a step for doing it. Simple. I love books like this because they're simple. They're not ridiculously long. Like, I don't want to read something that's 20,000 pages, man. I just don't have that time to be reading like that. I have so many other things I want to do. So if you're going to read any business book in 2022, I would suggest Built to Sell. It's going to help you organize your company in a more efficient and effective way, get better at hiring and creating systems that will save you time in the long run. I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here on another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. If you're an author listening to this and you want me to read and review your book on the show, hit me up on Twitter, thecoachchris_, or send me an email, admin@thecoachchris.com. Now, if you're a podcaster listening to this, I know you love the personal branding stuff too. Sign up to the newsletter. It is linked down below. I am Coach Chris, the podcast broker, and I'll see you next time.
Woodhouse offers confidence as your trusted auto partner. With 18 brands and 16 convenient full-service dealerships, you can easily shop the latest models, discover a pre-owned vehicle that meets your list of must-haves, or conveniently maintain your current vehicle. And our knowledgeable and local team is ready to help, providing you the solutions to get you on the road faster, whether online at woodhouse.com or in person. Experience the difference with Woodhouse, a trusted auto partner since 1975.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.